The Spotlight on 85.5 Masterclass Radio. The Spotlight. We talk reality.
To what we are talking about is the likes of Doshima right here in the studio. Doshima, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for
that
having
me. That was a lot of introduction. Actually, I was actually reading my script and I, you know, DJing and all that, you know, reciting my lines, like, how do I go about it? In the meantime, you know, Afrobeat is way, way hard today. You know, it's not just, and I don't know why they keep calling it Afrobeat, you know. Afrobeat sounds more like Afro, you know. Your hair, your look, your color, your personality, and everything about you is pronouncing Afro. People are expecting you to be singing some traditional
talking drums,
some bilinguals, you know. But that is not what just Afrobeat is. Afrobeat is based on the fact that we have the ability to incorporate our styles, our melody into any beat. And I heard your music for the first time. And shout out to the release of your new single. You know, that was incredible. But Afrobeat, Doshima.
Yes.
How would you differentiate Doshima from Afrobeat?
I don't know. That's a very good question. There's a lot of debate, so I don't want to get too into it. Sometimes it's literally the S added to the end, Afrobeat, as I understand it, which is that difference between the music that was inspired by the high life and the lives of Fela Kuti to Afrobeat, which is more the styles of a lot of artists from Nigeria, like some people who have attached themselves to it. We know them, like Iris Starr, Davido, Wizkid, Burna Boy. And it's sort of like that representation of not just music that comes from people who are obviously from that region, Nigeria specifically, and then you have Ghana, Azonto as well, but it's also mixing that up with R&B and a bit of hip hop as well. So yes, I do think that I'm somewhere.
Because when they look at Afrobeat, like, I haven't heard of her. Who is she? Right here in the studio is Doshima, coming out of a place like Nigeria, where we have a high concentration of artists like Nigeria. It's becoming more like a breakout season. How do you get out, you know? But identifying yourself, you know? Many people are asking the same question I'm not asking right now, but who is she? Who is she? Is she Afrobeat just because she is black? That means she's going to be making Afrobeat music? I want you to please go ahead.
Yes.
Tell me more about yourself. How did you get into music and what inspired you?
For sure. No, that's a great one. How did I start into music? I'll start from there. I think since I was young, I've always loved music. I've always sang, whether it was in a choir, whether it was even way back. At some point, I actually attended boarding school in Nigeria, and I actually used music to help me sort of escape from some of the manual labor during sanitation periods. You'd have to be given these chores to literally cut grass with a hoe and a cutlass or wash the bathrooms at the school. So I was able to escape, you know, just by being somebody's radio that was a senior.
School mother.
You come over here and be my radio and you don't have to do these chores. No problem. I'll be your cell Indian. Yeah, I had that relationship with music and kind of grew up listening to different styles of music, whether, you know, so back then the likes of like Brenda Fassie from South Africa or Fela Kuti, which we all know and love, the high life. And then slowly sort of, I would say that my musical style kind of grew to be very eclectic, if you will. At some point I took like world music as well, and I just like that idea of music being able to transcend different styles and genres. So to your question then, I feel like I am probably an artist that maybe you could describe as like Afrofusion?
Fused.
Afrofusion,
wow.
Yeah.
I like how you use the word fusion to incorporate that, because that is the way of like looking music from a different lens. It's not because you are the scholar means you must be making Afrobeat music. But looking back a little bit, Doshima, you stand out to be someone with a musical background, right? Like, you know, but there is a lot of criticism when it comes to Nigerian artists. And I'm not saying this in a biased way, but coming up from Nigeria, there's a lot of criticism that most artists started from the choir. Did you start from the choir?
Absolutely. Like I said, I went to boarding school. So I was in a Catholic boarding school and was in choir. Yeah.
So it's not a bias. You started from the choir. That doesn't make a difference. It's a fact now. But why is that though? Why is a lot of artists coming from Nigeria have to start from the choir? How did you start making music? You know?
Honestly, I guess when you think about it, religion is pretty important to Nigerians, right? So going to church every Sunday, there is not just the going to church as a community. There is the youth, you know, youth department where you're doing your own thing separate from the adults. You can do your plays. You can do the singing. You can do presentations and all of that. And then some people who have interests, you can also be able to play instruments and things like that. So that's how it started. Personally, I'm more focused on the vocal side in the choir as the singer. Yes, exactly.
The Spotlight. Hear directly from your favorite artist in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and across the world. The Spotlight on 85.5 Masterclass Radio.
You know, we are not going to heaven right now, but music as a unifying factor, you know, Afrobeat is taking a huge U-turn around the world globally, yes. And it's being celebrated. So how does that motivate you to start creating your own sound?
Honestly, it's a great time to be an artist. It's really reaffirming to be able to, even now, like I'm in awe, like I can walk into a store and actually hear like Afrobeats. I can hear, you know, Wizkid or someone playing on the speakers. Before, you know, living in Calgary, Alberta, that was not something that I would say I started noticing more happening maybe about a year ago or so. So very recent. So as an artist, it's definitely very affirming. It makes you feel like the style of music that you sing, who you are and how you represent yourself is acceptable as well.
You know, you have a single that is out, Body on Me. I played that song for few people and, you know, as you know, I DJ in few places. And sometimes I just drop the a cappella to that single.
Oh, thank you so much.
And they'd be like, that doesn't sound Afro. Like, is she from the UK or, you know, there is a sound that you present. And I'm proud of it. And it's because it's like, whoa, what is Afro about this joint? There is nothing Afro about this joint. This joint is classic for any culture, any color, any background, any race. You know, what makes you stand out different?
Yeah, thank you so much. I guess at the heart of it to the questions that are raised by folks who say, oh, is she Afro? Because I've done like different music styles, like I said, from the choir to I've been part of world music as well, which is like being involved in music that has instrumentals from all over the world and different styles as well. That really kind of infused me. But in terms of the genre where people mostly place me, I will say I'm more R&B soul. And then I will say Afrofusion because I love to mix the different sounds together as well. But vocally, I am, I tend to be put into the R&B and I will say, yeah, R&B.
Girl, the Spotlight.
And that's why we start saying Afrobeat as, is that a genre or is a way of typographically calling us African music? You know what I mean? Would you consider that a genre? That's some hypothetical question. There is no right and wrong. Would you consider Afrobeat as a genre?
Well, it is existing as its own genre, and it is because it's a movement in the way that hip-hop, you know, came out of the US. It is a distinct place it's coming from. We know that it's mixing like the African, you know, especially if the Afrobeat is from Nigeria, it's basically that Nigerian sort of high life background. It's infusing R&B and hip-hop. So it's not one style, actually. It's already mixed.
The Spotlight on 85.5 Masterclass Radio. The Spotlight.
But you're coming up with a more contemporary music. You have a classical tone. your voice, your vocals. You know, I can see someone like Celine Dion or Mariah Carey listening to you, or some celebrities out there from a more global perspective, you know, looking at you. Where are you from again? Where are you from? Your music stands out. And that's what I'm trying to say, you know. Behind that, you know, so many people are still seeing your music from a more liberal, you know, liberal side of things. You control your music. You are not attached to any label. You are not mainstream yet, honestly. You know, how does that impact your music?
Good question. I think the main thing is, like, for me, I guess, as an artist, when I think, first, I think being an artist is a big responsibility. So just being conscious of what it is that I'm creating and putting out there. You know, when you create music as an artist, that's like your musical baby, if you will. You've given birth and everyone has to see that baby and you hope they will accept the baby. So, you know, being true to yourself, I think it's very important, first and foremost, as an artist, because if you don't even have that, like, everyone else is already taken, as they say. So standing out, I mean, it's certainly not something that I'm doing intentionally to stand out, but it's, for me, it's very important that I'm true to myself. And the type of...
So what does that look like, being true to yourself?
Good. And the type of... Yeah, that's a good question. I was going to say the type of music that I tend to put out is music that is resonating from experiences that I've had. And then I will take that and expand it so it's relatable to other people as well. That's usually how it starts for me.
So at what point do you see the music industry as something that you want to take seriously?
Honestly, yeah. So, good point. Yeah, nine years ago now. It seems like a long time. I had released a single then called Arise and Shine. And then, you know, life happened. Got married, had a child, and sort of went and to school. My background now as well for work is in social work, so I'm working in the field as well, and I still am. But it was never, music was never like a goodbye. It was just sort of like, I'm gonna come back to it. So I intentionally decided, to spare you the long story, decided to come back to music again. And I came back fully, I would say, in March of this year. And I came in pretty hot because I came back with, you know, having already on the backdrop of I'm going to come back and release some more music. So I'm like, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm hungry, I'm ready to go. So
the spotlight on 85.5 Masterclass Radio.
As a music artist, just like looking at Nike logo, you don't need to write Nike no more. Some artists have a signature. What would you define as your signature? Are you into soul, romance, intimate, or more open format or secular artists, you know?
Yeah, great question. I think I see myself, I've been told a lot of times, and I see myself as someone who writes lyrics that are intentional, firstly. So I think it's about the story. Stories are very important to me and the message behind them. But more and more as I'm getting older now, it's less about, like, maybe having control that the story is as prim and, I don't want to say prim and proper, but it's not, just about romance or love, like, because life isn't perfect. So I'm allowing myself to take myself where the music takes me. But having attention on lyrics and the story behind the lyrics is something that I would say is always going to be important to me.
Your new single, Body on Me, the lyrics, the message, it's a unique identifier. Is that what you're all about?
That's a good thing that you picked up on there. Yeah, I'm definitely a feminist, and I think that's one of the things that shows through my songs. I've received feedback from my fans about that as well. So even Arise and Shine, if you listen to the lyrics, again, that was where I put myself out there because I was rapping and singing for the first time. But the lyrics are really about women arising and shining, defining themselves. So that's important to me, where I say the lyrics and the message behind it. And again, Body on Me, at first it appears like it's just about desire, but The reason why I wrestled with that first, and when I had that internal dialogue with myself and got to releasing this song, I knew why I was uncomfortable. It was because of the subject. The subject is explicitly telling you about desire. As a Nigerian woman, that's not something you're typically raised to talk about. If it's happening, it's very quiet. It's not happening out loud. Here I am creating this song. It's going to put me out there.
Masterclass Radio, the spotlight. We talk reality.
Firstly, like, as an artist who is also a mom and a wife, I can't thank my husband and my son enough. On all platforms that you can find music, it's available, so please check it out. Body on Me. I'm very thankful for all the folks that have been listening, and I have people that were showing me themselves listening to songs all the way from Nigeria. Like, it means a lot. So thank you so much. This is the reason why I do music. It's not for myself, it's for other people's enjoyment, and that's what gives me joy, that feedback back as well. So I'm gonna be here with more music to come, so follow me, Miss Doshima Instagram.
Spotlight, hear directly from your favorite artist in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and across the world. The Spotlight on 85.5.